is a little bit very fast, so maybe around a week more. Before we release, we just neuter her. So
that's what was wrong with her?
This is a means, it's skin problem.
You could take more dogs.
Pain,
huh?
This dog was hit by a car.
He's in a lot of pain.
Yeah, we gave the painkillers, but because it's an orthopedic pain, pain of the bones. So very, very internal pain.
So he's crying, isn't he?
Yes.
Poor thing. So what are you doing for him now?
He had a very bad injury on the tail. So we cut off the damaged part. We're trying to.
But his bone not broken.
Yeah.
Bone not broken.
Bone partially broken.
Sorry.
It's not a complete fracture. But we don't have a very specific like before X-ray or something. We don't have that facility. We just palpate and see. Well, but we find the problem on this heavy hip region. Right. And we're trying to. So that he can recover very fast. He has injury on the hip. Bone is fine, but the problem with the hip.
So much pain. Suffer so much. What was you?
We had a meeting today for that purpose. We are organizing a year program for them, vaccinating around 10,000 dogs. So we are having a mixed meeting gathering. We have a lot of people.
Very nice.
So I think you have gone through our newsletter?
Yes, I have.
It's how we work on things, right? We go. The problem, our problem is having more puppies in the street. We early in the morning, we catch the dogs, load them in the van, bring to our center, keep them for a night to check for the health checkup. So if they are fit for the surgery, then we go for the surgeries. And after keeping them for one day, one night, then we release back, seeing the condition of the operation sites. And in the meantime, we vaccinate all the dogs which come here to the center. And if the dog is found to be having some problems, we hold the dogs for some period, treat them, again operate, and take them back. So we are trying to increase the role of community in helping us manage.
How many years have you been doing this?
5 years.
Long time, huh?
Yes. We have, till now, we have operated around 6,500 female dogs, and that has made a positive, very positive impact on the streets. So if you happen to go from this road to Ratna Park, you see a very few puppies.
Stray dogs, huh?
Yes.
Where can we get these things from?
These are the wish list.
Yes. Where can we get these from? Dog feeding bowls. Do they sell in Kathmandu?
Yes.
They sell, huh?
Yes. Where? Like in supermarkets.
It's not a special dog shop. Do they have pet shops here?
No. We don't have pet shops.
A lot of misunderstanding, I know. When I was in my monastery, when I helped certain sectors of society, I got criticism also. They say, why you help that? This is more serious. Why you help this? Why don't you help that? Because I raised quite a lot of funds for TB patients. So people criticize me. What about dental? What about old people? So the criticism never ends. But you have to know yourself what you want to do and what you're focused on. It doesn't matter what they say anymore. Because in the end, in this lifetime, people won't say thank you. People won't say you're doing a good job in this lifetime. But when you start this, you're a pioneer. When you start this as a pioneer, one generation, two generation, three generation later, the awareness grows. Anything that is big anywhere in the world, it didn't grow big in one generation. It grew big in a few generations. Why is that? Because to change people's mentality, for hundreds and hundreds of years to change people's mentality, it takes a few generations. You understand what I'm saying? So like that, in this lifetime, I don't think people will come to you and say, you're doing such a good job. You really are contributing to society. Mostly, they will look down on you. That's why I respect you very much. So, my point is, but people like you are not doing this to look good. You're not doing this to get praise. You're doing this because you have a genuine concern for these animals. So therefore, I respect that very much. I understand. So my point to you is, I wish to raise funds, and I wish to do this also, what you're doing in Malaysia. I wish to do very much, because that's where I was at most of the time. And also over there, many people don't respect dogs. Many people buy from the pet shop. They play with it for 1 year. When it grows up, they give it back to the pet shop. And the pet shop, when they cannot find a place for them, they destroy them. So here, the dogs are running on the street, and people hit them, or they run over them. They don't care. But in Malaysia, you don't see on the street. What you see is people buy, play with their kids like a toy. Then when the dog's grown up, cannot control, don't want to take care, cannot train, they give back to the pet shop. And if I've talked to the pet shops, the pet shops actually destroy the animals. So it becomes a one-year plaything. When I heard that, it's very painful. So I thought to myself at that time, I would like to start a rescue mission. See, but the job there won't be as hard as yours here, because you have to go on the streets. There you have to actually contact the owners. So what I'm going to do today is, I'll have this lady sign up for the plaque, and also for the lifelong membership I want to do. And after this, I will take my group to Bak Batani, and I'll buy you the wish list items. Then I'll come back here and donate.
There's one in there. At the moment, we're keeping her under surveillance because
she's quite healthy.
Well, I know she is, but she's urinating blood at the moment. So we're taking her to the.
Well, this one's for her.
She'll love that. Whoa!
This one's for you.
One more.
Where's Mango? Mango!
You must be
right.
They don't take them a while for them to get used to it.
No.
Look, she's after food.
This one's for all the. She told me there's 12 workers here. It's one for each of the workers. Just a little snack.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much.
Put that up here because he's going to grab it.
Come on, you. That's not for you, girl. Not for you.
Yalang We make a prayer, we offer to them, okay? Tasso.
다스시 다른 생긴 듯은다 대화 전해라 되니 대화로 상담하이 담바여의 바하기였지 더불어 신감대 배나 대화 말로 변해내 체내서 요한된 생겨서 이 샵에 시대 받은 내용이었지.
We need to put this in our next newsletter.
Thank you.
Doing a newsletter. You must come and have a look.
Just doing a late. I was told there's 12 of you here, so this one snack for everyone. I want everyone to have snack. You also need to have snack. I hope we have enough, huh?
What is it, Eric?
Not for dogs, huh? For you. This one. We got you quite a few towels to wipe. I forgot how many.
Now, all this needs to be registered.
Three, four, six towels.
Yeah.
Six towels.
Just a minute.
And we're going to get you, we didn't get it today, but we're going to get you bigger pails.
Right. Because
you did bigger ones, right?
Oh, yes, it is nice to have bigger ones.
Yes.
But I tell you what, I mean, these are wonderful. Old pieces of bread are very, very good.
What I'm going to do is I just became aware of you today. So I'll look around and see, and I have some other Nepalese friends I want to bring here that own hotels.
Yes.
So what happens is that they'll have... Well, you see, they'll have old items.
Right.
I don't have any old items.
Yeah, no. So you know, I mean, we often put out the old rags for when dogs get sick and they, to burn it. No, we don't want to burn this.
No, what they said was this can be used to wipe them, they're bound.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Here's some brushes for cleaning, wipes, and leashes, and also colors. Okay, there's some secretarial items.
Wow. And lights!
Yes, lights. Your wish list of lights.
But nobody's ever brought us one yet. I think this is the first time.
What's it?
Is it the first time you
have your
wish
list?
She's just my lovely dog.
Actually, we live up here, and we have a house that we rent. And I wanted to ask the doctor, but the problem is we have tigers coming to our yard.
We've had that happen here. One of our dogs
taken by tiger.
Not tiger. Yeah.
Oh, she's going to rest. She's cute.
She is. Pet therapy programs. Pet therapy. You know pet therapy.
What is your website?
www. You write it. You can write both.
Absolutely. Let's see if I can put it back. Let's see if I can put it back. I don't know. I think
somebody else has got it. You might not be light enough. I think she likes you. Most animals
like me. Because I like animals a lot. Yeah, I know. I feel a lot
for them.
If you like animals, they like you.
She is, isn't she?
You saw the photograph of what she looked like.
Yes, I did.
That's, I will tell you the truth, that's what made me believe. The before and after. So I thought I'd give you some customer feedback.
Right, that's what I told you about putting on things. Before and after, sometimes very important, you know.
Okay, put it on.
Sit, sit, sit.